Somebody asked me today if I experienced deja vu. I said, yeah, everybody has, you know. And it's really, every moment is a deja vu of the cross. Everything that happened, happened at the cross. And so every moment is a deja vu. And I told her, I said, the secret to life is understanding that every moment is a repeat. And instead of letting the deja vu control you, you control it. And so you can actually control the deja vu, and the seed that you plant today is going to come back tomorrow. And so controlling the deja vu is more important than just being aware of it. But when you start to become aware of it, you start to ask yourself, what does that mean? And if you do experience it, there's a reason. And a lot of times you experience deja vu to remind you of something that the universe is trying to get your attention, and it's also a precog. A lot of times a deja vu is a precog and a postcog. You can be, so our mind in her conversation, I said, yeah, my dad was a carpenter. The main thing he said on work is just show up to the job. That's half the battle, just showing up. That's most of the battle, showing up, because he was a carpenter and he had people working for him that wouldn't show up. And he said, they just show up, that's half the battle, or most of the battle. Anyway, she said, my grandfather was a carpenter. I didn't get to know him when I was 9. And I said, well, you really don't know yourself till you're 40 years old. You don't know who you are till you're about 40. And once you really get the mind of Christ, you know everybody, because everybody's a person, per the Son. So once you get the mind of Christ, you know everybody, because you know Christ, and everybody's per the Son, per sons. So once you know Christ mind, the mind of Christ, you're whole, and you can actually see the fractal pieces of people who are not whole. But they're moving towards wholeness. And once you get the whole pie, pieces of the pie are just pieces of the whole. And so when a person sees the fractal deja vu, that means God is trying to move them towards wholeness. That's one of the things that things happen in your life like, wow, deja vu. Wow, that happened. Oh, I went through that before, you know. All these things are happening as piecemeals to bring you into wholeness. And a holographic wholeness of the whole thing is the flesh mind versus the spirit mind. So you can recognize, you can take the flesh mind and take the derivatives of it and see how evil it goes. I don't suggest you doing that. You can just meditate on it. I don't suggest you going that route. But then you can take the spirit mind and unfold it and see how high it goes, you know. Love one another. Sir, you know, the greatest among you is a servant, you know. And so as you unfold the spirit mind, you can see more of how to act properly down here in this Plato experience. Clay experience is temporal. And the whole purpose of the temporal Plato experience is to change your inner man to think in wholeness and not partiality. And if you got people around you who are trying to fracture you and keep you in partiality, get them out of your life. They're trouble. They're not whole, they're trouble. If they're drinking, they're fractured. If they're smoking drugs, and they're fractured. If they're running the streets, going bar, they're fractured. They don't have wholeness. They don't know who they are, actually. It's an identity crisis. Addiction is just an identity crisis. That's all it is. Because if you really understand what's happening, the TVs, the movies, the experiences are just a reflection of yourself. And you're actually immersed in a you don't need virtual. You don't need virtual goggles. You're actually in a virtual reality. You're actually immersed in a this reality is like a virtual game, but it's not just, it's at every level, spirit, soul, joints, marrow, thoughts, and 10 to the heart. So it's a major immersion in the ether of the spirit. You're immersed. You are the TV show. You are the music. You are the compilation. And it's not that we worship ourselves, because it's Christ changing you. He gets the praise and the honor and the glory, but you're experiencing this virtual immersion because you're inner man. So you can control the deja vu by what you're thinking about. It's gonna come back. Oh, that happened. That happened yesterday. Yeah. Because you were thinking about it last week or yesterday. Everything's connected in the spirit. The only reason you're disconnected is you're in the flesh mind. That's what's happening.